The content of this podcast is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is a review of the movie Blockers by James Berardinelli, who writes for realviews.net. He gives this movie Blockers 3 out of a possible 4 stars. The runtime is 1 hour and 42 minutes. It's rated R for profanity, sexual content, nudity, and drugs. This is a comedy directed by Kay Cannon, and it stars, among others, Leslie Mann, Ramona Young, and Graham Phillips. With its sex-related gags and pure raunchiness, Blockers provides enough R-rated humor to satisfy those who are growing tired of the tame PG-13 fare that has thus far populated the 2018 box office. The film's original title, Cock Blockers, was changed for obvious reasons, although the image of a rooster above the word blockers keeps it alive in spirit. A marriage of a Judd Apatow-influenced sex comedy featuring Apatow's wife, Leslie Mann, and a hard R John Hughes knockoff, Blocker takes us into the bedrooms of teenagers and their parents as they negotiate the bumpy road of prom night and all it entails. Although the movie's foremost goal is to deliver big laughs, it gets points for taking seriously the trauma of parents who, after nurturing and caring for their children over an 18-year period, are forced to let go. When pretty blonde prom princess Julie, played by Catherine Newton, decides that she's going to lose her virginity to boyfriend Austin, played by Graham Phillips, after the dancing is done, her two best friends, Kayla, played by Geraldine Viswanathan, and Sam, played by Gideon Adlon, come on board. Kayla has set her sights on the laid-back Connor, played by Miles Robbins, and Sam is stuck with her less-than-dreamy date, Chad, played by Jimmy Bellinger. What she really wants, however, is to come out of the closet and hook up with her secret crush, the openly lesbian Angelica, played by Ramona Young. Things seem to be progressing well, an early departure from the chaperoned event to a lakeside party, until the parents become involved. Julie's mom, Lisa, played by Leslie Mann, learns of her daughter's sex pact through a bit of inadvertent snooping, warning to teenagers planning to lose it on prom night, don't leave chat windows open on laptops where parents can see them. With Kayla's dad, Mitchell, played by John Cena, and Sam's father, Hunter, played by Ike Barinholtz, in tow, she heads out in pursuit of the kids, seeing herself as the defender of her daughter's hymen. The high school seniors always seem to be a step ahead, however, resulting in Mitchell and Hunter having to do all sorts of demeaning things to keep the chase going. The teen-oriented portion of Blockers are more engaging than the segments tracking the adults. When the story follows Julie, Kayla, and Sam, it has a distinct super-bad vibe, and Sam's struggle with her sexuality is at least as compelling as that of the title character in Love, Simon. Lisa, Mitchell, and Hunter, however, exist primarily to move the plot forward and provide comedic opportunities. They are important to the extent that, without them, the film would lose the element of parents facing their children's emergence from childhood. But the over 20 characters are not well. But the characters who are over 20 are not well defined or developed. The standout adult character is John Cena, who plays against type as an emotionally vulnerable guy who's prone to breaking into tears at any moment. Cena is game for anything. He reminded me of a little Arnold Schwarzenegger from some of his comedies, Twins and Kindergarten Cop, albeit without the accent. Of the prom-goers, Geraldine Viswanathan caught my attention with her tough but saucy approach to a role that's not tremendously well fleshed out. Her performance makes her big scene, opposite Senna, work. The comedy is along the lines of what we have come to expect from R-rated movies about kids trying to have sex. There's plenty of vulgarity and graphic talk, some nudity with more male exposure than female, drugs and alcohol, and buckets of vomit, although falling short of what Mr. Creosote produced. The gross-out quotient isn't as high as in some films, but it doesn't skimp. For my money, the vomit scene may be the high point of Blocker's comedy, that of Leslie Mann's shocking encounter with a television set. Needless to say, an appreciation of this film requires an enjoyment of the brand of comedy it offers. The movie is good enough to please fans of this sub-genre, but not so good that it will convert those who aren't. I'm reminded of something Roger Ebert wrote about Kingpin. No doubt the movie is vulgar and tries too hard for some of its laughs. The humor isn't just gags and punchlines, but one accomplished comic performance after another. I felt that way about Blockers. Laughing more than I often do at Hollywood-produced comedies, while admiring the craft that gives buoyancy to the humor. Credit director Kay Cannon and her screenwriters Brian and Kim Kehoe, while grounding it with a relatable subtext. Blockers, once again, is directed by Kay Cannon. The cast includes Leslie Mann, Ramona Young, Graham Phillips, Miles Robbins, Gideon Adlon, Geraldine Viswanathan, Catherine Newton, Ike Barinholtz, John Cena, and Jimmy Bellinger. Its runtime is 1 hour and 42 minutes. It's rated R for profanity, sexual content, nudity, and drugs, and it is a comedy.